We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Welcome into the DNVR Broncos podcast, which was featured on the Pat McAfee show today, which is pretty cool. Getting some insight from our show yesterday with James Palmer on.
Everybody's watching us, man. Trying to figure out what we got going, you know? It's all right, man. Tune in. See what we're doing.
You can't leave the spotlight, Todd. Really? You leave as a player, you come here, we get the spotlight.
Keep it going.
I always forget that people are watching.
Yeah, you think just, we're just looking at cameras.
Exactly, yeah. And that's then all exactly of a sudden you're like, oh, no. People just heard that. But yeah, that is a good one.
Uh-oh, how many things this week have you said where you're like, oh no, people just heard
that? Well, I've only been on one podcast, so it can't be more than like a half dozen or so. I was thinking about it, though. It was funny when Pat, when you were doing like, when James was saying like, so I had this thing, we were talking, whatever, and you were like, and then Pat was going, I enjoyed that part of it. I enjoyed that part.
Yeah, that was, were they mocking me there? Is that what they were doing?
It wasn't quite a mock.
Okay, I'll take that. Yeah. I'll take that.
Yeah.
And welcome into the DNVR Broncos podcast officially with Henry Chisholm, Super Bowl 50 champ Todd Davis. We've got you here behind the camera and yours truly, Zach Stevens, rocking and rolling with you today. Mm-hmm. A few housekeeping notes to get out of the way. We found out officially this morning that the Broncos are letting Russell Wilson talk to other teams because technically he's still under contract with them for one more week. But the Broncos are saying, go and find a new home, because it actually benefits the Broncos if he goes and finds a new home.
They're such nice people.
You're like, going to lose your job, and we'll let you go look for a new home.
Go ahead and look. I feel like it would be really wrong if they said no, like, you can't talk to anybody for another week. I feel like that'd just be, like, a dick move. So at least he's out there looking.
That would be horrible.
It's happened
Paperwork's
before.
Not finalized. You got to sit here for another week while we get that figured out. That'd be awful.
Yeah, it would be. But the Broncos do benefit. We've touched on this. The Broncos do benefit because they owe him $39 million in cash this year. The amount that a new team pays him, they get to pay him that $39 minus that. So they want Russ to go out and get a $39 million contract. There's just no incentive for a team to give him $39 million.
Yeah, nothing more than league minimum.
Yep.
I think that's the best option for any team. I mean, I think what's going to make him come to a different team would be, like, the players that are there, the opportunity to win, and the ability to play now. I don't know if it has anything to do with money, because, like you said, He's getting 39 regardless.
And wouldn't he actually, like, want to not take any more than the minimum to be able to build the team up around him, too? So there's, like, a benefit for Russ's side as well. I guess the only pushback that I've got from some people about Russ just taking the minimum, because I think that's absolutely what he will do, what he should do. The only pushback I've got is, like, the NFLPA maybe saying, like, no, Russ, don't do that because it hurts the quarterback market. I just feel like this is a different situation. Yeah.
He's getting $39 million. I think the quarterback market is just...
Exactly, because it would hurt the market if, like, next year there's another veteran quarterback who goes out there and, like, a team says, well, Russ did it for $1.5 million, and the quarterback would just say, yeah, because he got another $37.5 million regardless.
Yeah.
So I don't think it would hurt the market.
We're talking about Baker had 1 year, and we're talking about him getting $20 million a year. Like, quarterback market is just fine.
The market's fine. You're not feeling bad for the quarterback?
Not at all. Not at all.
I wish I was a bad quarterback.
Well, the Broncos, well, you are a bad quarterback.
I'm a terrible quarterback. Yeah, I wish I was a bad quarterback.
the quarterback market is something the Broncos are in yet again. And today we're going to talk about free agents, who the Broncos should go after at every position, on offense, on defense. Henry and I broke it down earlier this week, kind of some dream guys, maybe Chris Jones, Kirk Cousins, and then some guys have been tagged too since then. Let's talk about, we can still talk about some dream guys, but also maybe some more realistic guys. And let's start on the offensive side of the ball. And we're talking about quarterbacks. Why don't we just start with the quarterback position? Who should the Broncos go after? Who will they go after at the most important position in sports? And we'll just focus this one on free agents, because we know that there's some trade ones out there that we've talked about.
My answer is none of them. Don't even look at the list.
Wow.
Stidham, DiNucci, and a rookie.
Stidham, DiNucci, and a rookie.
There's no reason. Like, oh, you could go get Tyler Huntley. You could bring back Drew Lock. Sure. I mean, Tyler Huntley, is he better than Jarrett Stidham? Yeah. Does it matter? No. Like, you already got Stidham. There's no reason.
Wait. If you're saying you can upgrade, though, why wouldn't you?
Because
you can save $5 million by moving on from Jarrett Stidham. He's on the books for $7 million this year in terms of a cap hit. Yeah, he only has $2 million in debt. So you could save $5 million by moving on from him and picking up Tyler Huntley for maybe cheaper?
PFF says, like, $4 million. So, I mean...
Save a mil to upgrade? Why would you not do that?
Because it's just not worth it. Like, it doesn't matter. You have Stidham in the system. Like, it's a backup quarterback in a year when you're not trying to go win a Super Bowl. There's just no reason to add controversy or drama. Like, I don't think they're going into this saying, like, oh, can we find, like, a slight upgrade to Stidham? Like, they need defensive linemen and offensive linemen. And, like, there's just real things to deal with.
Damn, I didn't think I was going to give you a lot of pushback until your reasoning is horrible.
Yeah?
If you think you can get upgrade for cheaper, you go and do it. Now, I don't think Tyler Huntley's necessarily that answer there. I don't think if you bring in a backup quarterback and cut Stidham that you're creating drama. You're shaking things up in a bad way.
It's just an unnecessary shakeup. Like,
said it would upgrade.
I mean, I think he's a better quarterback, but also Stidham's played a year in the system. Like, Sean obviously likes him. Like, that doesn't move the needle for me in a direction. Like, if it's one of those things where it's like, oh, there's 10 cents on the ground out there, you're going to reach down and pick it up. I guess you might as well, but, like, a lot of people are just going to keep walking anyway.
Todd, help us out here.
I don't know if there's a need to move.
Yeah.
I feel like Stidham's been in the system. I don't know if Huntley's necessarily an upgrade either, but I don't know. Yeah, he's been in the system. I think he'd be a better backup than somebody coming in for the first year. And we're already going to have to get somebody. We're going to need to get two people.
So do you agree with Henry that – there's no one on the quarterback market free agency wise that you should go after?
Yeah, I was looking on the list. It looks a little dreary after Kirk Cousins and Baker Mayfield.
Yeah.
Gardner Minshew, you never know what he's going to do.
In a good way and a bad way.
He's proven to maybe, you know, help your team out just a little bit. But honestly, I think it's a little dry as far as quarterbacks in free agency.
Gardner Minshew would be a massive upgrade from what the Broncos have. Gardner Minshew led the Colts to the playoffs last year. He was like one throw away from winning their playoff game as well and making it to the second round. And he's a good quarterback. It's crazy to me just how he just gets undervalued all the time. I mean, 59 touchdowns to 24 interceptions
yeah.
in his career is pretty wild. He did play on Jacksonville before they got Trevor Lawrence and when they were really bad. So his record, 15-22. Honestly, not that bad. Mm-hmm. Better than Russ's record here the past 2 years. But I'm not going to advocate for Gardner because I think he's like $10 to $15 million a year. And wow. to me, that's not worth it. If you look at the quarterback market, there's two things to look at, in my opinion. One, can you get a starting quarterback? And we've talked about those guys. It's Baker Mayfield. It's Kirk Cousins. I think that's endless in terms mm-hmm. of a long-term starting quarterback there. I honestly think we heard from James yesterday, Kirk Cousins is not crossed off their list. So I think he is a real possibility for the Broncos mm-hmm. here. But we've talked about him a lot. So then the other move is, do you upgrade over Jarrett Stidham at the backup quarterback position? And you can. Gardner Minshew would be an upgrade there. Jacoby Brissett, probably a push. Some other guys, probably a push. But are you going to go out and pay $10 million more to bring in Gardner Minshew? No. So there's not a sexy name out there for the Broncos to bring in. But I do think there's a couple of names that we need to keep our eyes on. Not from what I want. What I think the Broncos might do. Ryan Tannehill is one of them.
Oh, God.
Jacoby Brissett is another one of them. The noise that time? No? Not for no, Jacoby? I mean, you're okay with Jacoby?
No.
What about this one? This isn't necessarily, I don't think this is going to happen. Former teammate of yours, Todd.
Drew Lock?
Two former teammates, actually. Yeah, what would you think of Drew?
I love Drew, but I don't know if he's the fix that we need. I think he could be a great... or a good backup for us if that's what we needed. But I don't know if he's our fix to this problem.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he's a Sean Payton quarterback. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's what Sean's looking for. So I don't think the fit totally makes sense.
Yeah. No, you could do it if you want. There isn't much of a point, I don't think. Ryan Tannehill's the one that would piss me off. If they go out there, like if they get rid of Russell Wilson to get older, slower, and just worse at quarterback, I'm going to lose it.
Older, slower, and worser?
And worser, yes. And worser.
You think Tannehill would be better than Russ in terms of a fit?
No. No, no, no. I think Tannehill's just not good. Tannehill doesn't have strengths. Russ at least has strengths. They might not be perfect fit strengths, but like...
No, but that's what I'm saying. In terms of a fit.
But he doesn't...
I agree. Russell Wilson's a better player.
He's like, you can't be a fit if you're just a circle. Like, there's no, like, little thing that sticks out there. Like, oh, that fits what Sean Payton wants to do. He doesn't have a strength. Like, it's not, if he was, like, if he was good at, like, seeing what's developing in front of him or, like, if he could, like, read defense before this, like, you could find things, but he doesn't have a strength. So he's just, like, a big vanilla whatever. He doesn't fit anything.
So you're saying that Russell Wilson is a better running quarterback. He's a better passing quarterback in the pocket. He's yep. a better... at deciphering defenses, like
name it, he's better.
Beats his Ryan Tannehill in every category.
Tannehill is taller.
Tannehill is taller,
but I mean that might make him less of a fit. Yeah,
I do think Tannehill is a better pocket passer, so I think he fits Sean Payton what Sean wants better. But I'm not gonna make that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just saying keep your eye on him. One more former teammate of yours, Todd.
Oh my gosh,
we saw him do some things last year. Joe Flacco. That's not a guy I'm saying keep an eye on. I'm just, what would you think of that?
I mean.
Did your reaction say it enough?
Yeah, yeah. Joe was kind of old when he got here. And he found the fountain of youth for a couple games, but I think his age started to creep back up towards the end.
Yeah.
No way.
Again, yeah, no. I mean, like, what's the, like, I think he's probably an upgrade on Stidham. He also is probably too old to hold up for an entire season. And also, like, whether that's injury or whether that's like, oh, he's just like sore and he's not himself after taking hits late in the year, like you might wind up winning another game or two versus having Stidham. You're not making the playoffs. Like, what's the point?
Yeah, I'm right there. I mean, this free agent outside of the top two guys, you're looking for a better backup or you're looking for a veteran to come in and help groom a younger guy. But Jarrett Stidham is essentially a veteran. He just doesn't have like 100 starts under his belt.
Mm-hmm.
But essentially, if you're not getting a Kirk Cousins, a Baker Mayfield, you're just looking for a guy to help groom a guy. And Jarrett Stidham can do that. So I'm not bending over backwards mm-hmm. to get one of these guys.
Yeah, I'm not touching the quarterback market.
Okay, let's go to running back. Anyone stand out to either of you guys on the open market? Or is that even a move the Broncos should make?
Exactly. There's, again, just not really a point. You've got Javonte, you've got Samaje, you've got Jaleel. I mean, I would say go add like an undrafted free agent. Let him compete. See if he's good enough to convince you to save a couple bucks and move on from Samaje or hold four running backs on the roster. But, I mean, you're kind of just set there.
This is crazy because if you look at this list, it's like, it feels like it may be the best free agent running back class in a long time, ever.
It's insane. I mean,
from Saquon Barkley to Josh Jacobs to Derrick Henry to Tony Pollard to Austin Eckler to DeAndre Swift. Like, if they wanted to go get anybody, I feel like they can go get one of those guys at a good price because I feel like, you know, they haven't had phenomenal years as of late. Tony Pollard probably has played the best as of late, but they're very, very talented back. So we could get somebody for a pretty good price. Devin Singletary.
Yeah.
Is no slouch.
AJ Dillon. Yeah.
J.K. Dobbins coming off injury, but a very talented running back. That's where I'm at with this. Henry, the Broncos don't need anyone. Mm-hmm. You're absolutely right. But it's not like the Broncos running back room was great last year. But you have reasons to kind of stick with this exact group. Samaje Perine did what you asked of him. Jaleel is only on the rise. Mm-hmm. And Javonte, you hope that he's able to be his rookie form 2 years after that injury. But it's not like they can't upgrade. They can upgrade at this position, but you're not going to go out and pay $10 million for a running back to upgrade this. So, Todd, you hit it on the head. And the way I view this, the running back market is already so suppressed in terms of the price that you have to pay these guys. And now there's five, six, seven really good backs out there. I have to imagine that's only going to hurt the running back market even more.
Yeah.
So if one of these guys is sitting there, the second, third wave of free agency, which probably multiple of them will be, go and get one for $2 million. I have no problem with that. Yeah. And you will end up cutting, whether it's the guy you signed,
that's
whether it's
thing.
Samaje.
I mean, Javonte Jaleel.
Javonte, I guess.
Somebody got to go.
I think Jaleel probably has the best job security right now. So someone will go if you end up signing someone, but you can upgrade there. So this is one I just keep your eye on. Probably not big money, but one of the value guys.
Yeah, Austin Eckler was number one on my Am I Crazy for Being Tempted list. I mean, he's like old and I mean, because the thing is, he's kind of like Samaje in terms of like how you use him. Like, it's a lot of like the third down, like give him the ball, let him run. Obviously, like more speed, less power. But also, I think Samaje is just better at that point. I wouldn't be interested in running backs.
I can't wait to hear the rest of your, what is it? Am I crazy for being tempted?
Yeah.
I can't wait to hear the rest of that list.
Yeah, it's a weird one.
After I tell you about our friends
Derrick Henry's on there, too.
Oh, Derrick Henry. I like that one. After I tell you about our friends over at Bet365, use the code DNVR365, where they're going to hook you up with one of two offers. Bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets instantly, or place a first bet safety net offer up to $1,000, and if your bet loses, they're going to match it in bonus bets up to that amount. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary over at Bet365. And use that code DNVR365 at sign up in order to get either of those offers. Man, I can't wait to get in on Nuggets, Celtics tomorrow. The two hottest teams in the NBA both lost last night, and now they play each other tomorrow in Denver. Going to be awesome. So check out Bet365. Use that code DNVR365 to get those offers. You must be 21 and older, physically located in Colorado. Please gamble responsibly. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, once help, call or text 1-800-GAMBLER.
And shout out to our friends of our Coors Light, the only beer that is made to chill. And Coors is perfect after a long day of at the office or, you know, with your family, and you want to take your shoes off, put your feet up on the coffee table, kind of rub your toes together. I don't know if anybody else does that, but it's the perfect time.
wait. What?
Like, you know, you rub your feet together when you're, like, really comfortable.
Oh, yeah.
You know
absolutely.
What I'm saying? Yeah. Yeah,
you
it's not a big deal.
Toes in
no, I don't, like, interlock my toes. It's just kind of like a nice little cross rub with a Coors Light in my hand. So when you want to hit a reset, grab the beer that is made to chill. Get Coors Light delivered straight to your door with Instacart by going to CoorsLight.com/DNVR. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
All right, let's move on. Maybe, Hank, do you have any of these guys at the wide receiver position?
Oh, I do. again, they're we. The answer is no. Probably don't do it. But like Michael Thomas is on there. Again, like it's just I don't understand what situation you actually do that.
I've got one.
Okay. And then Odell Beckham also on there. Just getting like this is probably a really bad idea, but I don't know. It's OBJ.
Yeah, I think there's one massive difference between these two guys. I think OBJ, what has he done the past couple of years? He's demanded a massive contract. The Broncos aren't in a position. They already have the highest paid receiver room. They're going to be moving on from receivers because they're making too much money. And I think Michael Thomas is the complete opposite. Maybe you get him for vet minimum with nothing guaranteed because of his injuries. And you honestly expect you don't bank on anything from him. But it's just the upside is there. He's obviously had tremendous success with Sean Payton. So I think that's the difference with them. And if you can get Michael Thomas on a vet minimum deal, you bring him back with Sean Payton, and you're guaranteeing him nothing, why not? I'm down for that.
Yeah, I mean, if he's free, then for sure. But I mean,
if he's free.
Like I'm totally in for a free Michael Thomas. Give him a chance. But yeah, like PFF has him at $8 million, which I was surprised by, but we'll just kind of see how it goes. Okay.
Definitely not.
Because my thing with him is if you run your offense through him, like that's kind of like the point of Michael Thomas is you run the slants, like he's kind of just a number one. I'm not sure he even really makes sense as like a number two receiver if he's not like your first read or first option. And obviously, I mean, it's 2024. You can't just go into a season saying like, yeah, our top dog is Michael Thomas. Like I just don't see how he fits within an offense unless he's really just himself, which there's no reason to think that's the case.
No, there's no reason to think that. In the past four seasons, there's been 68 games. Michael Thomas has started 15 of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's played in 20 of them. So if you run your offense through him, you're just setting yourself up for failure. You can't do that.
And yeah, he's been injury prone.
It's almost like a DeSean Jackson, for example, like another really old receiver, probably doesn't have a lot left in the tank. Even if he's not all that good, you still just let him run down the field and it opens things up. Like, Michael Thomas, if you're not willing to like get him the ball when he creates little pockets of space underneath, there's really no point. Like he needs to kind of be the number one, I think. Otherwise, it just doesn't work.
Mm-hmm. Well, then to me, there's no point.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy has in the past four seasons, 438 receiving yards, zero because he missed the entire season due to injury, 171 yards and 448 yards. So, I mean, if you're paying him more than the vet men with any guarantees, no, I'm out.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's free.
I think that he's not a good fit, but I do think KJ Osborne from the Vikings would be a good fit.
Former teammate.
Yeah. I wouldn't say that he would necessarily be a starter for us, but I think he would be a good wave within that second group of guys. And I think he would be, you know, a veteran leadership presence. And I think he's a good wide receiver being able to get open and knows how to play the position very well. Played with Kirk Cousins for many years, so I know he learned a lot, and I felt like while I was there, I started seeing him progress. He was young when I was there. I was getting yelled at a lot, but you know now he's really finding his way, and I think he's making it happen.
Definitely. He was on my list. You know, my girlfriend's a Vikings fan, so we watch a lot, and I was kind of surprised he's not higher on these lists. And I look back, and he had like 540 yards last year, which isn't great, but – like, that's a solid chunk. And to go 655, 650, 540 with 15 touchdowns and five, like, that's a productive player who, for some reason, has just been way down all these lists.
Well, I mean, you got two talented guys in Addison and
Jefferson
that got to get their touches.
And so, Hawkinson, too.
Yeah, really. Yeah. So, I mean, for him to have that kind of production shows the kind of player he is because he's definitely not the first read on most, you know, plays.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think that'd be a really good signing. Also, you kind of you can't look at the top tier guys like the Calvin Ridley, the Gabe Davis. Those guys are going to get the bag, and the Broncos just simply can't pay a wide receiver that type of money. So you have to find that. Tyler Boyd kind of also fits that situation where his numbers, he's a pure slot guy. His numbers have been pushed down because they have Jamar Chase. Who else do they have? They have
T. Higgins.
I mean, they have some really good receivers there. Tyler Boyd would be good as well. Another name that's out there, Curtis Samuel, more of a gadget type or wide receiver. Yeah. Anyone else on either of your lists at the receiver position?
Like Marquise Brown could be tempting.
I think he's going to be too expensive.
It could be. But he's just been so up and down. who knows where he falls. And you know, you already have Marvin Mims, so you'd be really like banking on speed. But I mean, there are worse things to bank on. So yeah. if the market isn't there, that could be, it'd definitely be a fun addition at the very least. You know, Gabe Davis, super productive in the postseason.
Too expensive.
Regular season numbers. Yep. I mean, if that number comes down, though, and like in a world where you really do turn over the receiver position and pick up money that you're going to give to Judy and Patrick and Sutton, I mean, if you can snag him for less, $10 million or less, like you're still coming out so far ahead. And if you move on from those three guys, you're going to need just like bodies who can go out there, especially if you have a rookie quarterback.
What is his projection?
This has him at 12.
12?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he's got upside, that's for sure.
Yeah.
We've seen the massive games. Okay, tight ends. Well, former teammate of yours, Todd. Well, bringing back Noah Fant. Why don't you just everyone that they traded for Russell Wilson, bring back. Shine Selby Harris. Sign Noah Fant. Sign Drew Locke. Bring the game. Sign you.
I do feel like he fits the need for us as far as a you know, pass catching tight end that we need. Would it work with Sean's offense? I'm not sure. I'm not sure if they would be a good fit together. But we need a pass catching tight end.
Man, the yeah. talent is there with him. Like when you look at him, he's got everything. The size, speed. And it just hasn't fully come together. I mean, his best years were in Denver. Uh-huh. He went to Seattle, and he had 486 receiving yards his first year, 414 receiving yards last year, and he played in every single game.
Yeah, sometimes it happens, man. Sometimes you got really talented dudes that just can't really put it all together or figure it out. The guy that I liked on this list was Hunter Henry.
Yeah.
I think he's a talented tight end that was just not used the right way. With the Patriots,
mm-hmm.
and we all saw what he did, how talented he was with the Chargers,
mm-hmm.
and I think with the right quarterback and offensive coordinator, not a defensive coordinator or a special teams coordinator, maybe he can, you know, still bring back his old explosiveness.
Yeah, I mean, wasn't used right, but still got 6 touchdowns last year and 500 yards the year before.
Yeah.
Like, that's pretty solid, and so there's obvious upside there. With Noah Fant, he's an interesting one because I like the idea of getting a tight end like him, like somebody who's he's like 25 or 26. See, that's the thing though, is like it's Noah Fant. Like we've done it before. It's almost like awkward to go back to like the same guy. Like, sorry, we traded you away, but now you get to come back and like we're gonna try this again. Like it if Noah Fant had never been a Bronco, I wonder if I'd be pounding the table for him because I've always thought the tight end is one of those positions where you just hit your prime kind of late. Like, it isn't obviously like running back where right away you show up and you're kind of yourself. A receiver is more that way. But sometimes you just need to play some football, especially when you come in not really knowing how to block. Like, it just kind of takes some time. So it's kind of tempting. Also, somebody in chat said Jonnu Smith. I think that's an easy one. I'm not sure how much he'd cost. I know the Falcons just released him to save $6.5 million, so you'd think less than that. But he had more than 500 yards last year, and he was the second tight end behind Kyle Pitts. So obviously can produce, like they give him the ball on all these little screens and stuff and let him work. I think if he's cheap, he'd be a really good option.
And I think, I mean, the guy that I have start on my list is Hunter Henry as well. Not only as a receiver, but he's kind of an all-around tight end.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to upgrade that all-around tight end from the Adam Trautman and get just a reliable number one, you don't feel great about him being a number one, but then a guy that could complement Greg Dulcich really well. He could be that guy as well. All right, any offensive linemen for you guys? I honestly don't have any because I don't think the Broncos are – I mean, they do need a center, but I think that they will get that center position from within. I really do think it's going to be at either Alex Forsythe or Luke Wattenberg, so – I'm not spending any money on the offensive line if it's me.
Yeah, it just depends on what you do. I mean, first of all, with Garrett Bowles, if you decide that you want to save $16 million, then you got to do something. But at center, there's like 5 or 6 starting centers on the market this year. Obviously, Lloyd Cushenberry is out there, and he might be the most expensive one.
Yep.
But you got a bunch of good players. You got Andre James from the Raiders. You got Connor Williams from the Dolphins. I'm not big enough nerd to know to like have strong feelings which way to go, but there's some options out there. At tackle though, like on my Am I Crazy list, you got Mekhi Becton probably signing a 1-year deal, just played like a full season for the first time ever last year. And he's a freak, obviously. He's big. And in a world where you save $16 million by moving on for Garrett Bowles, $5 million to gamble on Mekhi Becton and see if he works out maybe is the answer long term. Probably not. It's one path you could take.
All indications right now, at least, are pointing that they're going to keep Garrett Bowles. Mm-hmm. Maybe there's a restructure. Maybe there's an extension. Mm-hmm. So they might change his contract. But I don't think they're going to move on from him. People in the comment section, Joel is saying trade Garrett Bowles. But we'll see. Let's flip over to the defensive side. After I tell you about it, friends, over at Game Time, use the code DNVR Game Time to get $20 off your first purchase. And Game Time has their Game Time guarantee, meaning you know you're going to get the best price for tickets. If you find tickets in the same section and row for less, Game Time is going to credit you 110% of the difference. And Game Time can get you into Nuggets against the Celtics. You going, Henry?
Still don't know. Jury duty supposed to end today for her, but she also, the flight leaves at like 4
today.
So, yeah, so we'll see if she's going to make the flight or if...
Does she have like bags packed ready to go if so?
Yes.
So does she want to make the flight?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
But if not, then maybe some basketball. Wow. Who could blame her?
So if you want to go check out Nuggets, Celtics, that's got to be one of the most... sought after tickets for this Nuggets season in the regular season.
Oh, definitely. Least, right? I mean, those are the two best teams.
Yep. Nuggets beat them, handed them their only loss in Boston earlier First loss. Okay. And then the Celtics are going to try to beat them, but.
And they both lost last night.
Which is wild.
Celtics had won 11 in a row. Nuggets had won 6.
Yeah.
Kind of crazy.
Yeah. And both coming off losses after they were the hottest team. So use that code DNVR over at Game Time to get $20 off.
And go over to Circle K because they've got all sorts of good snacks. No, for a second it almost looked like we got restocked over there, which is going to be exciting. I think they were just rearranged to like make it look better for the camera. Definitely going to be grabbing some of those peach rings later. But if you want to sign up for an Inner Circle membership, which is free, you just download their app. You get to use their QR code, enter your email, phone number to be fully enrolled. After that, you just use your phone number and you get your first 5 fill-ups of gas for 25 cents off a gallon. Your first 5 Polar Pops are free. Every 6th item's free for stuff like pizza, the roller grill, dispensed beverages, donuts, and more. So sign up with the QR code that's right there, right below me on the screen, or visit circlek.com/inner-circle for more information. Get a free any size Polar Pop from Colorado Circle K's by texting DMVR to 31310. That's DMVR to the number 31310. Message and data rates apply. Periodic recurring messages per month. Terms and conditions can be viewed at circlek.com.
Okay, Todd, before we go any further, I've got to get your opinion on this. So, you know, with the Circle K snacks that we have behind, how some of them have like the resealable things, specifically when Henry mentioned the peach rings. I look at them. The peach ring bag is open. Mm-hmm. About half of the peach rings are gone. Ooh. Do you think that is okay to grab like half of a snack here and put it back? Or do you think you should just eat the whole thing?
I mean, if you want to eat half, that's fine, but you got to take the bag with you.
Oh.
They're tainted at that point.
Totally they are tainted?
Those are your peach rings.
Weird. I totally agree.
Me and a few other people have been sharing them. I'm not sure who exactly. But I mean, it's just one of those things where I don't need a whole bag of peach rings.
That's why you had pink eye last week.
I didn't. Exactly. He's the infected one. He's the one saying, no, you can't be doing this. I don't know. If you don't, my thing is it doesn't hurt anybody unless like you.
Unless you get pink eye.
And you would have done that to yourself. So like if you don't want to share out of the bag and want to get your own bag, feel free. But for me and I don't know, I would guess it's the Nuggets guys. If I had to bet, actually, I did see Dre take some
hobos
too.
Coming in here at night getting a couple peach rings.
There are no hobos in the studio
licking the rings and putting them back,
wiping themselves. Yeah. Them. No, that's like, how you got it.
What's that movie? The Other Guys.
I haven't seen it.
You ever seen that?
Forgot. You can't talk about movies.
Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah, it's true.
He doesn't watch movies.
What do you watch? You don't watch any movies?
Sports.
He just sits and thinks.
Sport movies? Like Remember the Titans?
Actually, I don't like sport movies. Except for Remember the Titans. I like a few, but I feel like for the most part, sports movies are like really cheesy.
I have that same thing. There are some really good ones, but for the most part, I agree. Like, it's just weird because, like, I feel like I see things that are wrong too much. Or, like, it's like a made-up team playing in the NFL or something. It's like, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
You just off.
I totally agree.
You guys got to be critics. Like, what's so, no, like, Any Given Sunday or no, like, Coach Carter, like...
I haven't watched.
You haven't seen either of those? Oh my god!
What's
they're
that's a good one. That's a good one.
Rudy.
Rudy's a good one. But again, Notre Dame's a real school. We all know that. what's the one with Jackie Moon? Semi-pro. Yes, semi-pro. See, that's a good movie too.
That has the
I
least
know, I know.
Real depiction of sports ever. And then,
yeah. Yeah.
Literally what he hates is the one that he says he loves.
No, but it's like,
Gridiron
it's
Gang.
Funny.
Have you seen that with The Rock? You've never.
See, they just turned me off. The idea of sports movies.
Okay.
It's like,
he hasn't watched any movie, though.
I.
Name a movie you've seen.
Mission Impossible.
Okay,
there we go. When, like 2006?
I've seen all of them many times.
Oh, really?
James he's a Tom Cruise guy.
You got Tom Cruise-esque. I can see a little Tom Cruise in you.
Yesterday, I was just sitting on the couch writing, and my girlfriend got home, was like sitting on the couch, and I just turn on Night at the Museum. It was just the first thing that popped up, and I was like, I just want something on the background while I write. And I was like, if it's The Simpsons, there'll be like a fit or whatever. But then she was like, grabbed her computer and walked away, because apparently... Some people don't like working with like that on. I feel like
the sound.
Yeah, I feel like what do you think? Isn't sound kind of like a? I think it's a good thing.
Yeah, I'm a no distraction guy.
Really?
Yeah. So I just get in a zone when I'm working, and like my wife will talk to me, and I just won't even hear it. And then she'll have to like get in front of me to get my attention. So I would agree with Lexi.
Okay.
It depends on what I'm doing. If I'm like writing or something. I think jazz is the only thing I listen to, nothing with words in it.
Oh.
But if I'm doing like math or numbers or any type of accounting, I can have words because I'm just working through the numbers.
Okay.
It's impressive. One, you mentioned The Simpsons. That might be my least favorite thing to watch is animated cartoons, or same thing, adult cartoons.
Huh.
Like Family Guy or...
No,
it's just
no,
so...
Where's your sense of humor?
Exactly. Like The Simpsons are just funny.
I don't know.
Like, there's good jokes.
Oh, they creep me out. I can't do it.
They creep you out.
Wow. Yeah. I love that Todd finds out something about Zach every couple of weeks, and we're just like, yeah, that's Zach.
I'm like, yeah. Still in shock.
Okay, let's hop over to the defensive side of the ball. Todd, what inside linebackers should the Broncos sign?
Josie Jewell.
There you go. He's a free agent. There they could do that.
I don't think anybody else is going to be cheaper and play better for you. He's been here. He's been in the system.
Tell me if I'm wrong
go
about this.
Go get Drew Tranquil, but I don't know if I love him as like a every down back. I think he's more like a third down guy.
Yeah.
That's fair. What about Willie Gay? Speaking of Chiefs.
Whoa.
Willie Gay Jr., does that help?
He's a good backer. I think Josie doesn't get enough respect. So even if looking at these grades, man, I've watched him play and play at a really high level and execute at a high level. That's one thing. When you know what play is supposed to be run and you know the guy who executed at a high level, and then you know the guy that also makes up for other people when they're out of their position, and even though he'll get a bad grade on quote-unquote PFF, we praise him up because we're like, thank you for saving us right here. Like, I know those stories, so that's why I feel like Josie Jewell is the best linebacker they can get.
Yeah, especially for the money, too, because he isn't going to break the bank. Like, you get to just go get him, plug the role, you know it's going to work. Like, a guy like Willie Gay is tempting, or like a Devin White who hasn't – Wait, no, Devin White would be solid, too. He is good. Devin Bush, I always get them. It takes me like 5 seconds to think through Steeler or Buccaneer. But, yeah.
He's going to cost a ton.
Exactly. He's going to cost a ton, too. But I think it'd be fun to have, like, that super crazy fast athlete linebacker. But if you don't have the guy who just plugs things up the middle, that's a much bigger problem. Mm. You know, that's the thing that then all of a sudden teams just run the ball 30 times a game. And I think that what you have with Josie and Alex – Josie playing straight downhill, plugging up A gaps, and Alex kind of having more freedom to go make tackles. Like, you just got a good thing there. And if Drew Sanders comes along and can play, find some role in coverage, do whatever that needs to do, that works out well. So, I mean, Josie, for the money, I think seems like a pretty good deal.
I don't disagree with either of you guys about that. I just don't think they're going to bring Josie back.
Yeah.
I think they're going to go a different direction. That's Azeez Al-Shaair might he's a compliment. Mm-hmm. He's a different type of player than Josie and Alex. That's maybe a guy. I don't know what he's going to cost. He's had some pretty good years. Jordan Brooks is another guy where you're gambling on potential there. Patrick Queen, probably going to cost too much. Levante David, older. He's like 4 years older than you, Todd.
Yeah, he's
That's old. Saying something.
Old man.
Wow.
I feel like if they don't go get, if they don't sign back Josie, I think they'll try to promote from within.
Yep.
I think they're going to try to make the young guys step up, make plays.
Yep.
So maybe this list is just a list.
Yeah. And maybe it's just a list.
Just like center, you know?
Yep. Yeah. Yep. It's true.
Especially because they're built out well. With, like, Alex, and then you've kind of got, ideally, Drew would be the guy. He was a second-round pick last year, but you also, or no, he was third. But you also have Jonas Griffith there as well. So you have, like, a little bit of competition. So it could make sense, but also it's a gamble, and if it doesn't work out, you're going to be giving up 100-yard rushing games every week, and that's no fun.
Oh, we saw
again,
that.
Like, you have a down year, you have a down year. Yeah. Yeah, Eric George. Kendricks got released, too.
Yeah, EK? That's true.
Yeah, yesterday, Chargers.
Oh, dang. EK's a hell of a player.
You're he like, is. Josie's out.
No. No, I think he's
a
good player.
I'm telling Josie.
That's my guy. Those are both my guys, you know what I'm saying?
Did you play? Wait, how is ZK your guy? Did you play with him?
Vikings, yeah.
I played football with him.
I wasn't even trying to get you there. Oh, does that happen all the time?
What?
Did you play with him?
It's a little bit of a thing.
I have never thought about that before. Bobby Wagner is available. I think, obviously, I don't think he makes sense here. Does he still have it?
I'm not saying he's done, but I think he is limited in what he can do. I think if it's not cover two and cover three, I think he does not have it. I don't think they're going to – he couldn't come here and then have to play man.
Right.
Almost downs and have to cover tight ends and running back. I don't think that's his strength right now. Yeah. I don't know if it ever was, but I think especially right now, I think he's primarily a cover two, cover three linebacker. And that's not what we run for the most part.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I think that's why he went back to Seattle, because that's their bread and butter. That's who he was as a player, and that's where he made all his money.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And as someone's pointing out in the comment section, George Payton last week was asked where Drew Sanders is going to play. He said they're still trying to figure it out. They like his versatility, but probably he'll be on the outside. Mm-hmm. But they did leave it up to still being up in the air. All right, what about outside linebackers? Todd, should the Broncos have interest in signing your former teammate and bringing Shaq Barrett back to town?
Yeah, I mean, I think that would be dope. I think Shaq, just as a personal, I think that would be dope because I think he loves Denver. I know he's going to retire here when he does, so he'll be here a long time. And just start the process, get him back in the building. I think he's still talented. He still has a hell of a rush, speed, and chop. So never sleep on Shaq Barrett.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the production has not been there from a sack perspective the past 2 years. But I also don't think Shaq's looking to break the bank. He already did that with Tampa Bay. He already got that big deal. Yep. And if he wants to come back to Denver, he's going to be 32 years old this season. He wants to move his family back here. If he's willing to take a I don't know if it's vet men or a
well,
good deal.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, that's the thing.
That's what I'm saying. If he's willing to take a good deal, maybe not vet men, then he's a veteran presence I would love to have, because he is a guy that I want other young guys around. And the Broncos have a young room, so to get one good veteran presence in there, I think would be huge, and I think Shaq could be that guy. But again, you're not breaking the bank for him.
Yeah.
I think it's just tough when you have Benito, Cooper, and Browning already, and those are guys you want to get reps for, and then, like, if you're actually playing Drew Sanders on the outside, like, there's – you're full. you know, like unless you're moving somebody, like you just, you're kind of set there. And so that's the only push. Like I don't mind Shaq Barrett as a player, but I'm not sure that he's a need. I'd probably spend money elsewhere.
I think they need a third down guy, though. I think they need a veteran third down player that's going to coach up young guys and then also is going to give us more of a pass rush on third down. Okay. I do think they need that. So if it's not Shaq, it has to be somebody that can bring those guys along. Because right now they're just, you know, they're all still floating, trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I think that's necessary. And I think we need to be able to win sometimes, you know, just rushing four on third down. We don't always need to, you know, bring the house or double A gap, you know, pressures. Like, we got to have more versatility, you know, on the outside to make plays.
There's a guy out there that Sean Payton used 2 first-round picks to bring in when he was with the Saints. Marcus Davenport. Mm-hmm. Now, he doesn't truly fit the Broncos 3-4 defense. He's 6'6", 265 pounds. That's what Bradley Chubb was, so he can be an outside linebacker when he was with the Vikings last year. He was an outside linebacker. But that's just a guy where the production certainly hasn't been there. 2.5 sacks over the past 2 years combined, 9 the year before that. But there's the Sean Payton connection there, and he's not going to be expensive because he's had problems staying on the field, only played in 4 games last year. But that's just a guy to keep on your radar because he's got that Sean Payton connection.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If you liked Randy Gregory, you'll love Marcus Davenport.
Well, did John
that connection immediately happened in my head when he was talking about it. I immediately thought of Randy Gregory.
Exactly.
Wait, in what way?
Just
the type of player, or
I mean,
yeah, potential versus you know what I'm saying, production.
Oh, well, how about this? What about Chase Young? Potential is there. Production, not really there. He's a free agent. What'd you think of him?
This'll be his third team as a first round draft pick, just picked how many years ago?
4.
This would be 4, yeah.
That's scary.
That's really scary. It's one of those where I wouldn't do it just because he's still probably going to be expensive because first round pick. At the same time, if they pulled the trigger and did it, it would be a lot of fun. Like, I get fired up about Chase Young joining the Broncos, but I'm not sure it'd be like a smart decision.
7.5 sacks last year. Not great. Certainly does not live up to that number 2 overall pick. What, number 2 or number 1?
I think it was number 2.
Number 2 overall pick.
It was also, I mean, ideally like a 4-3 defensive end, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's the same thing where like you probably would play him out. You'd have to play him at outside linebacker, but I don't know. It's not a great fit and probably too risky.
So we're not really looking at the outside linebackers. What about defensive line?
Apparently, they told Jonathan Harris this morning that they're not bringing him back. That's
on the tender, at least.
On the tender.
Almost $3 million.
Oh, okay. Mm. But yeah, so I mean, you weren't good enough last year, obviously. And also, DJ Jones, there's a good chance he's gone just because it would save so much money. And in that case, you need even more help. So you lose Jonathan Harris, you lose Mike Purcell. And I believe that's it in terms of guys who are in the rotation. So you need to at least add 2 guys, whether that's those 2 or you look for like a true starting caliber player. So definitely going to be defensive lineman signed.
I think this is where we need to spend the money. If we have ability to kind of put some capital together, you got a lot of good interior D linemen. I feel like a free agency. Chris Jones probably out of our reach.
Probably.
He wants Russell Wilson money.
He does. Me too.
Christian Wilkins, Leonard Williams, even an old salty vet like Fletcher Cox, I think that he would be a good addition to the room. Not really going to get out to the quarterback a lot, but he's going to be great in the run defense. He's going to take up 2 blockers because he's a giant. Yep. So DJ Reader, I think there's, you know, a handful of good, you know, interior D linemen. That potentially could be their, you know, second wave of free agency.
You know, DJ Reader was so close to becoming your teammate.
Really?
Yep. The Broncos were so close to signing him. And then the Bengals in free agency, then the Bengals reached out. And I believe there was a leak from his camp that said it came down to the money was the same. He said, do I want to play with Drew Lock as my starting quarterback? Or do I want to play with Joe Burrow as my starting quarterback?
It happens.
He chose the Bengals. So DJ Reader's a guy that I have starred on my list because You might be able to get him cheap too because he's coming off an injury that he got in December, so he might not be fully healthy. Mm-hmm. But he's a guy where good value. That's what the Broncos have to be looking for, is these good value guys.
Great value.
Great value, exactly.
Yes.
Grover Stewart, he's really good in the run defense. He was with the Colts last year, got busted, I think, suspended 6 games for PEDs at the beginning of the season, but then came back and played really good there. So maybe that
good
brings his value down a little bit because of that. And a guy that I'm just a sucker for, another Colorado native, Calais Campbell. He still wants to play.
Yeah.
What?
I don't know. You said you were a sucker for
him. Calais Campbell, if he wants to come home, that would be awesome, even at almost 40 years old.
It would be awesome. If I were Calais Campbell, and obviously I'm not, I would be tempted. Yeah, I'm not. I would probably go to somebody who could win a Super Bowl.
That's what he's been doing, right? At the Ravens and, you know, chasing the chip.
And if it's
the Chiefs and try to get, like, that interior pass rush for, like, Chris Jones.
If it had worked with the Ravens, that might be different. But since he hasn't actually won a Super Bowl, like, I'd be ring chasing. Especially because if you're not going to get top dollar.
Yep.
Like, maybe the Broncos could offer $7 million instead of the $4 million he gets somewhere else. And that could be tempting, but I don't know.
No, I agree. I would do that, too. The only thing that throws the ring chasing into question is he went and played for the Falcons last year.
Mm-hmm.
That
That's
doesn't
true.
Give me, like, ring chasing vibes.
That's true.
But I agree with you. I think this is where they need to spend their money, is on, if they're going to spend money on the defensive side of the ball, it's on the defense.
Real quick, too, just sorry to interrupt. Zach Ertz just signed with the Commanders, 1 year, $5 million.
Yeah, probably. Huh. I mean, wasn't really on the Broncos' radar.
Yeah. I mean they could use a tight end, though. We just hadn't talked about him. Yeah, he's old. Hope that works out for him.
Yeah. Okay, anyone else on the defensive side? We haven't mentioned anyone in the secondary. If you want to plug a hole in the secondary and go after a corner, Stephon Gilmore is out there. To me, I don't think the Broncos are going to do that. I think they like Riley Moss to step up and be that second outside corner this year opposite Pat Surtain.
Yeah, they're going to have to do something just because, I mean, they've got more than four on the roster, but you really got Pat, Damari, Riley, and Jaquan. And after that, it's like Tremont Smith, but he's just a special teams player. So you're going to need to add something. And I would probably go with a vet just because you got three young guys in there. And as great as Jaquan played, you know, it's still like small sample size. We saw Damari played great his first year, didn't play as well his second year. And so you need to have some sort of insurance when you have that many young guys, especially when you're starting somebody on the outside who, I mean, it's either Damari who got benched from that job last year, or it's Riley who's never done it before.
K-Dub wants J.C. Jackson.
He's cheap.
I didn't think anyone would be banging the table for J.C. Jackson.
I mean,
what happened the past year?
Yeah, I haven't gone back and watched. He could play a few years ago, and he's only 28. But sometimes corners age weird.
It's true.
Like if you just if it's true though, like those guys will just fall off. Like
I mean, the scheme. A lot, you see it happen all the time. They change scheme, change defense coordinators, and all of a sudden you went from being a dominant cover two corner to now you're playing a lot of man, and you just getting torched, and people are like, what the hell happened to this guy? It's like, change the scheme.
Huh. You know? Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay, let's build our Bet365 top five guys that the Broncos should go after?
Yeah.
Should go after here. Who's number one? Of all of these guys we've talked about, who's the number one guy the Broncos should target? See, I go Kirk Cousins, but if you guys... Okay.
If you want to, go ahead.
No. I mean, we're building this together. It's a two against one.
Oh, yeah.
Is this realistic? So we're going not realistic?
No, I think Kirk can be realistic.
You really do?
I do. Now, they're going to do what Sean does, and they're going to push his contract off until year three and four of the deal, and they're going to have him on the books when he's 40 years old. But I think they could realistically... get him, but for this we can leave him off there. That's fine.
Yeah, I mean,
I think I don't know, because it would be crazy to have like $50 million.
That's why he's not on my board.
You know, a lot of to quarterbacks just in this year, maybe $10 million in the to Kirk Cousins over the course of the season, plus the signing bonus, plus what we're playing Russell Wilson.
Yeah,
like, sheesh, all that for Ooh, that's
so you
a
can
lot.
Say it's not worth it. You can say it's not worth it.
It's not.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, he's not in my top five. Giving him like $40 million a year, no way.
Okay. So I feel like Todd, you're with Henry here.
Yeah.
Okay. So he's a no. So who's number one on here? Some names we talked about: Hunter Henry, Michael Thomas, Shaq Barrett, defensive lineman. Yeah. Is that where we're going with this?
I think we should go DJ Reader or Fletcher Cox. Maybe it's two. Either one of those guys, I feel like, would be a value.
I'd lean Reader.
To the Broncos.
I think like the price is scary, but
that's why I say either one, because I know Reader's going to be a lot higher than Fletcher Cox is.
Exactly. Fletcher
Cox can still come in and do what you need to do on first, second down. Ha!
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
DJ Reader it is.
All right, DJ Reader.
Okay, we can do that.
Do we just go off five defensive linemen here?
I think Hunter Henry is a good one to add to the list for sure.
I think Hunter Henry is a good one.
Is he number two?
He does it all as a tight end.
Wow, how about that? Hunter Henry going number two.
It's tough to know before they actually get rid of guys, but assuming they do something at receiver, I'd have Tyler Boyd up there. It's like a productive receiver who should be cheap.
I'm down for that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Who knows?
But that's going to look silly if they keep all their receivers and we're adding a fifth one.
Let's see.
They probably won't. There's no way. Somebody.
Yeah, there's a report coming in from U Stadium that says big shakeup coming for the Broncos wide receiver room. Multiple sources tell us that Jerry Jeudy and Courtland Sutton could be on their way out of Denver this offseason. Jeudy more likely to be traded.
Yep.
I could have told you that as well.
Yeah, and I think that was the same thing we had last year.
Yeah.
Both of them could be gone.
One of them will be gone, though, so they'll have to add to that receiver room in some way.
Jeremy Chinn's a good one, too. I would definitely have him on my list. He's, again, just not like a scheme fit for Isro Evero, and so he barely got on the field. But I think he was Defensive Rookie of the Year a few years ago, was really good after that. Should be kind of cheap because of the way things have gone. And then you look at, like, you got Simmons, and then you've got Stearns, Skinner, Delarian Turner-Yell. I think adding Chinn in there, I like my chances of finding a good second safety.
I think PJ is going to be that second safety. And I know he's a free agent, but I do think that's one guy that they re-signed.
It's definitely possible. If you're giving them both the same amount of money, I'd take Chinn.
Okay, fair. We can throw him on there. Do you want to go Chinn three?
Tyler Boyd?
Yeah, let's go Tyler Boyd.
I already have a tight end
on there.
I think, let's do that.
Man, I'd want to put Shaq on here.
Let's do him.
If you want to, yeah.
All right, let's go Shaq Barrett, number four.
On the list.
Yeah, whoa.
Let's put him on the list.
And who are we rounding this out with? Who's a guy that we have to have on our list?
I'd throw Chinn on there.
Let's do it. I know a lot of Broncos fans want him.
Yeah.
Steve Atwater's nephew.
Also true.
Yep. Also true.
That is also true.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
You fact check everything I say now?
Huh. I mean, just don't. Have to, I mean, just like a nice little perk. I'll sure cut my mouth shut.
Yeah. Okay, there we go. Let's hop into super chats. We've got a couple of them. First one from Cole says, "Do you think Denver will sign one big name free agent?"
No.
Depends on what you call a big name.
I think you know it when you see it.
Like
it,
nobody notable.
They won't sign a Pro Bowler if that's the line.
Either they sign like a DJ Reed or no. I think most of America won't know who DJ Reader is.
Okay.
Agreed.
Even though he's a pretty talented player, I think it's going to be somebody like that. If they make a, you know,
okay. Yeah.
A better player.
In Denver, Shaq Barrett's a big name.
Shaq B?
Yeah, I mean, that's true. I would say no, though. I don't think they're going to sign the first wave of free agent guys. Yeah. Broncos signed three of them last year, three big contracts on the first day, and that didn't even include Jarrett Stidham's big contract in air quotes for a backup free agent or for a backup quarterback, which it was.
I would say they sign one player who gets $10 million a year or more.
Okay.
That'd be my expectation. Yeah.
But specifically defensive line potentially if they move on from DJ
Jones. Defensive line, maybe Kush, I mean, if Michael Pittman Jr. was still out there, I would have said like, yeah, if you're going to blow money on a receiver, that's a good one to choose, but he got tagged.
All right, this next one coming in from Steven says, Russ got traded on my honeymoon, cut on my anniversary, caught up on the pods on the flight home from Budapest. What quarterback fits the pod song best?
Wow.
And then he suggested J.J. McCarthy?
I don't know. That's a good question. I mean, I guess maybe...
What's the pod song?
Well, see, yeah,
the intro,
yeah, but you wouldn't
not the
exactly
intro we play on YouTube though,
because you would never hear it there's because you don't listen to your own podcast, because that would be a weird thing to do. Yeah, it's like a Ben Powers, Quinn Miners.
Wait,
is it kind of like the country?
Oh yeah, but he said quarterback.
Oh, which quarterback?
Quarterback.
Oh, I thought it was Bronco.
And then he suggested J.J. McCarthy. Did you guys see J.J. McCarthy's thing that he did at
Sam
the Combine last week?
He did
week
that on purpose.
You think so?
He knew where the Rocky Mountains are and the Mountain Bluebird.
Yeah. So you think he wants to go to Denver?
Yeah, I feel like he would. Yeah, it makes sense for him.
That'll
be the highest draft option for him right now.
I don't know. I think
Atlanta?
He could go even higher.
Atlanta? I don't know.
I think it was so obvious what he was doing, too. Uh-huh. I agree. I think he wants to go to Denver. And wouldn't you, if you're a young quarterback and you want to succeed, wouldn't you want the challenge of playing with Sean Payton?
Yeah, I think you want it. And you know the job is open. Like, it's a great city, a great place to play, great fan base. And you can come in and be the man, you know, right now. They're looking for a savior, like.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, if you come in and do good enough, like everybody have on, like, what would JJ do bracelets?
It's true.
Be locked in.
Exactly.
Are you making those?
No.
No?
Maybe if I trademark it now. All
right, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I would imagine that's where you want to go. I mean, Atlanta does have a lot of really good players.
Yeah.
So that could kind of be tempting, but I think playing for Sean Payton definitely wins out over just kind of the roster there.
Who's their OC?
I don't even know. Right now. And then number 11 is Minnesota. Throwing to Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison would sound kind of nice. True. Playing a dome. But yeah, I mean, Denver should be right up there.
Yeah.
Better than the Raiders.
Yeah. And I think, for sure. And I think he tipped his hand to that potentially. We're going to keep rolling with this. Dive back into quarterback since we know the Broncos are officially on that market now. And see which quarterback should be and will be at the top of their list. We'll do that tomorrow at 11 a.m. Thank you so much for rolling with us today. We will see you tomorrow on the DNVR Broncos podcast. Flying cotton would stick to your lips. Now I know those lips ain't mine.
Take you back one last time.